Welcome to Shaped by Scripture. This month, we'll continue walking together through Scripture, helping you memorize it, understand it, and live it out in practical faith-shaping ways. Here's what we believe. When God's Word takes root, it bears fruit. It reshapes how we think, reorients how we live, and renews how we love. Scripture doesn't just change moments, it changes lives. So wherever you are today, pause for a moment. Take a deep breath. Open your heart to what God wants to say. And let's continue this journey together, allowing our lives to be shaped by Scripture. Contextual Understanding, February 17th, 2026. Bearing with one another. And if one has a complaint against another, forgiving each other as the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. And above all these, put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. Colossians 3:13 and 14. Colossians 3:13 and 14 comes from a letter written by the Apostle Paul to the church in the city of Colossae. Paul wrote this letter while he was in prison, most likely in Rome, around AD 60 to 62. Even though he was not free to travel, Paul remained deeply concerned for the spiritual health of the churches he served. The Colossian believers faced confusion because false teachers had begun influencing the church. These teachers mixed Christian language with ideas from other religions and philosophies, creating a message that distracted people from the truth of the gospel. Paul wrote to correct these errors and to remind the church that Christ alone is enough for their salvation, growth, and unity. Colossians 3 sits at the center of the letter's practical teaching. After explaining who Christ is and what he has done, Paul shows how believers should live because they belong to Christ. He uses the image of putting off old behaviors and putting on new ones. The old ways, anger, unhealthy speech, lies, and bitterness belong to a life without Christ. The new ways, kindness, gentleness, patience, forgiveness, and love, belong to people who have been changed by the gospel. Verses 13 and 14 contribute directly to this message. Paul knows that relationships inside the church and the home will be tested by disagreements, hurt feelings, and personal weakness. For this reason, he gives clear instructions: bear with one another, forgive one another, and above all, put on love. These commands are not optional. They are central to living as followers of Jesus. When Paul writes, "As the Lord has forgiven you," he reminds the believers that forgiveness is rooted in Christ's work on the cross. God's forgiveness becomes the model and the motivation for how Christians treat one another. These verses also form a bridge between personal character and community life. Forgiveness and love are not only individual virtues, they shape the whole church. When believers practice them, unity grows. When they are ignored, relationships fracture. Paul's teaching shows that forgiveness and love are essential for building a healthy Christian family and a strong Christian community.